Hallelujah is the highest praise. Hallelujah is the highest praise. Come on, sing that song.
Hallelujah is the highest praise. Hallelujah is the highest praise.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah is the highest praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah is the highest praise.
We join the angels.
We join the angels to sing the highest.
Your name is God. Your name is higher
above all the names.
Your name is Jesus.
Your name is God.
Your name is higher. Your name is Zion.
Your name is Zion. Above all the names.
Your name is Jesus. Your name is God. Your name is Zion. Above all the names. Your name is Jesus.
Your name is
Lord. Hallelujah. You're going to say, Lord, as the year 2022 rounds up, in the name of Jesus, Lord, bring your word to pass in my life. Pray that prayer from your heart. Lord, bring your word to pass. If you made the earth in 7 days, you still have more than 7 days before the end of the year. Has anybody given up? Are you praying with faith? Are you obtaining promises by faith? Are you subduing kingdoms by faith? Lord, bring your word to pass. As this year round up, bring your word to pass in my life. The year 2022 is not permitted to end without your word coming to pass in my life. In Jesus' precious name. You're going to pray before we have our seat. You say, Lord, look at my life. Perfect all that concerns me. Go ahead and pray that prayer. Perfect. Put everything in place. Don't let me be late. Don't let me be too ahead of time. Don't let me be too early. Perfect all that concerns me. Let my life be so organized by you. Perfect all that concerns me. Shut the mouth of those who are laughing at me. Look at my life, oh God. Perfect all that concerns me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Let me get started by welcoming the person on your left and your right. So welcome to DP. Amen. Please take your seat. God bless you. Love you right back. God bless you. Thank you, guys. You are reigning in the area that you've been trained. There's unconscious cognition. Sometimes you are trained and you don't know. In other words, you are doing what you ought to be doing. Many places where you have pains, and you have things to regret, particularly when you are suffering or in pains in the middle of plenty, it's because you are not doing something right. Training is not about what you want. It's about what God wants. I told you about general exams. A lecturer can lecture you and train you and teach you for himself. Then you pass the local exams in schools. But if it's an exam that is going to be done by everybody on your level, in every school, the lecturer needs to look at the syllabus and train you for the syllabus. So there's no African Bible that they don't read in Europe. There's no African Bible that they don't read in the US. No. In fact, the people you are going to, after we get to heaven, there's something called the White Throne Judgment. People you are going to receive award with are people that were born upside down for Jesus. People that were flogged. So, while it is good for you not to be abused, for you to be rich, for you to have all the things that are available to you in your generation, you must understand that that route may not be the route God wants to take you through. I've always said it. If you saw Joseph in the pit, could you have said God was with him? Go and read Genesis 50:20. He said, no, you meant what you did for evil, but God turned it around. To save many, as it is this day, to save many people alive, God had a plan. And I want you to know that God has got a plan for you. You are not the one to plan your life. One of my son, physical son, showed me something in a book that he bought in the bookshop. And he was talking about planning your life, doing what you like to do. There are a lot of things that you love to do that are not God's will for you. There are a lot of things, there are good plans that are not God's plans. A lot of people will continue to have problems in the area they refuse to receive training. As a pastor, I've seen people, when they want to die, when they're 80 or 65, they now realize what God has been telling them from when they were teenagers. I told you one story. I like to reiterate that story. A preacher, God called him when he was 18 or so. Oh, I want to do business. I want to feed my family. I want to get married. I want to do this. Till he was 80. He came to Nigeria. And as he was preaching, he was coughing. In fact, he gave out a call. Nobody came out. Why has he decided to preach? Because the call God gave to him, and when he was 18, he just received when he was 18. That will not be your story. Amen. I said that will not be your story. Amen. In the world system where you work, once you are given a new role, you'll be trained for it. If they don't train you, that's not a good organization to work in. You move from one organization to another one, they train you. We are different here. Our vision is different. That's why Peter Drucker said, if you don't train them, don't blame them. I pray for you. In the name of Jesus, you will not only have passion to do what God has called you to do, you will receive training. In the name of Jesus. Even those who don't go to proper school, what do? They train. People, like some people from the eastern part of Nigeria, they work for 7 years without salary. They receive training, how to trade. Then one day they will call them and give them money. Go and start your own. If you live where I lived, where I grew up, you will see many people gathering on Saturdays. What are they doing? Freedom. Somebody will pray and release them. If you are not trained, you make mistakes. See, experience is not the best teacher if it happens to you personally. You can read about other people. You can study about other people. But if it happens to you, it may not be the best teacher. Training is a continuous process. It's not something you do once in a while. Let Let me say this to you in case you're making note. The bigger your assignment, the bigger your dream. The bigger your assignment, the bigger your dream. How long will God train me? Galatians 4:2. Until the time appointed by the Father. Until the time appointed by the Father. You are not the one to determine, oh, I've received training enough. Let me start going now. No. You become prodigal. You become untrained until the time appointed by the Father. In Lamentations 3, verse 27. Lamentations 3, 27. We're going to read two versions because of time. Lamentations 3, 27. Hallelujah. It is good for a man, they're not talking about the male gender, a human being, to bear the yoke in his youth. In other words, you start early. It's very good. What we're doing right now in churches, before you start blaming churches, is a repair, is a damage repair. Some have learned some things. They need to spend years to unlearn those things. A lot of minds have been darkened. I told you that I was living somewhere before in Ilorin where they used to play Fuji around. And I was a pastor. And I could sing every Fuji because they were playing around me. The neighborhood you grew up in, the environment you grew up in can affect you. So you have to learn many things. It's good for you to bear your yoke early in life. I want you to see the NIV. It explains it better. Maybe we'll read the NLT and we'll move forward. NIV, Lamentations 3, 27. It is good for a man to bear the yoke while he's young. Let me read the NLT. I want to bring out a word there. It is good for people to submit at an early age to the yoke of his discipline. Did you see? It is good to be disciplined, to submit. It's not something God forces you. It's good for you to make up your mind that when I'm young now, they say, no, he's young, leave him. No, you are young. Misbehave. Some people say, you are a father now. Forgive us now. In other words, we can abuse a father. We can say anything to him. If he's a father, he should be able to take it. That's not what the Bible teaches. It says, if I'm a father, where's my horn? What you give to a father is honor. Not that you treat him like a dustbin and expect him to forgive you. Even though it is divine to forgive. Okay? It is good for you to quickly, right now, embrace the reason why you are alive today. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. You will embrace it. You will not waste another day in your life. In the name of Jesus. Let's read the Amplified Version of Lamentation 3:27. It is good for a man that he should bear the yoke of divine discipline dealings in his youth. What is God telling you right now? For some, he's telling you, pack out of the house. For some, he's telling you, delete that person's number from your phone. You don't know who to go to complain to that you have a need except your former boyfriend. If you keep repeating the same class, if you don't bear your yoke, sometimes you will cry and do God's will. It's not all the time you have a testimony. You say, hey, praise the Lord. You know, sometimes you will cry and you are moving forward. What was the jail term of Joseph? Life in prison. They locked the prison and threw it with the key. Thank God, God gave him favor with the keeper of the prison. Sometimes God is taking you through a path, and you are complaining right now. God is not faithful. He's not, and he's taking you through a path. You know when you see the olive oil, before you use it, before you say, "Oh, this extra virgin." Ask the olive seed. What happened to it? They crushed it. Some of you need to be crushed for what else on your inside to come out. You are loaded. You carry grease. But the external, Paul says the external is perishing, but the inward man is renewed day by day. There's something on your inside. You need to decrease. You need to allow God to manifest in your life. Some of you are full of yourself. Some of you is pride. That is your problem. It's affecting everything about you. No matter what you do for God, no matter how much you do, if you don't deal with that thing, you keep having problems. You keep having problems. And God loves you. God appreciates you. God wants to use you. That's why he called you. But he can't use you in that state. He can't use you. You keep repeating. That's why you can't afford to listen to the counsel of the ungodly. Amen. Tap your neighbor, say, I'm a start early. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1, I read the scripture to you. The Bible says, remember the Lord. Remember does not just mean memory. It means acknowledge God. Now, not later. Not when you're sleeping in the Senate. They're having a meeting with you, a board meeting. You're saying, you say, okay, let's leave chairman, let's talk. When he wakes up, we'll continue. Now, right now. Remember your creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come, before the years draw near, when you say, I have no pleasure in them. Remember now. At age 80, begin to plan your life that you not live with regret. Oh, and I know. Let me tell you something. I'm out of time, but I will say this to you. I see some people I went to school with. They were trained in school. They wore baggy jeans. They used to walk up and down. Some of them had third class in school. For 4 years, what they could have sacrificed. They enjoyed, they had a name, they had a nickname. I saw one of them recently, and I'm like, I was tripping for this guy. He's nowhere right now. So it is that God knows your end from the beginning. He will yoke you. He will put you in places. He will make you hear things that you are not accustomed to, because he wants that thing, he wants that flavor to come out of you. I pray in the name of Jesus, God's discipline will be apparent in your life. I pray in the name of Jesus, the reason why you came to the face of the earth shall be apparent in the name of Jesus. You will not just come like a dog, you fulfill destiny. If you believe it, shout him like fire. In Matthew 11, I want to read from 28. Matthew 11, 28. Come to me, all you that labor, and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Don't stop there. Take my yoke. You know that yoke is not a demonic word. It means discipline or training. Maybe in the evening I will explain what yoke means to you. Is what you put on animals to determine their direction in the farm. That's why the Bible says, don't be unequally yoked. When you take a tall animal and yoke them with a short animal. So the tall animal needs to bend down, because one stick is tying them together. Or the shorter animal needs to, you know, to stretch. Then the two of them are unequal. They're uncomfortable. Take my yoke. Jesus says, I have a yoke. You don't just go the way you want. I want to direct your life. Come on, talk to me. Take my yoke and learn from me. A lot of people don't know. Oh, they like the message of grace, which is true. But you must learn. If after a year you've been born again, I can't see a change in you. You didn't give your life to Christ. You must change. You must change the way you talk. You must change the way you dance. You must change what you embrace. Your vocabulary must change. When you say, I'm just dying. I'm just dying to eat this. You will change. You say, no, you don't say that. Because I will get what I say. Say, where did you learn that? So, I attend Koza now. I'm now born again. Then you're starting. But if what you did last year is what you do this year, then you've not learned anything. You're just born again. That's why people don't have results. He said, for I'm gentle and lowly in heart. You'll find rest for your souls. Hallelujah. Let's read verse 30. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. So Jesus has a yoke. The question I want to pose to you this morning is that how much of the yoke of Jesus is apparent upon you? Are you living your life the way it comes? Are you just doing things that suit you? Say, God told me. God told me. Anybody can hear anything. All I know is that if you've not cried once in your life, you'll not follow God. There are things you will not like, He will tell you to do. He can tell you to go and apologize to somebody that should apologize to you. You say, ah, no, that's not God's voice. In John 6:38, Jesus spoke something in John 6:38. He said, for I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but to do the will of Him who sent me. How many of you have the statement written in your room? That I'm beautiful, I'm handsome, but I'm not here to do my will. I'm not here to follow my emotions. I'm here to do the will of Him that sent me. And I pray for you as you do that, you will see what you've never seen before. Amen. This year we round off for you in a grand style. Amen. I'm not preaching to everybody, but for somebody who has thought, Lord, what else should I do? Exactly what I'm teaching is what you should do. You must take the yoke of discipline. In Hebrews chapter 5 verse 8, Hebrews chapter 5 verse 8, a lot of people just get cocky and say, I'm born again. Although he was a son. You know the meaning of that? If he said he wasn't dying, he would have still been a son. When he died on the cross and he rose again, what did he say to his father? Glorify me with the glory that I had before the world began. In other words, even if he didn't die, he would have had the glory. Although he was a son, yet. Somebody say yet. If the ultimate, the firstborn of God, learns obedience, what makes you think God will not want to teach you something? Wake up. Wake up. You are getting the message wrong. Yet he learned obedience by the things which he enjoyed. Sometimes you will go through some things. Any pastor that tells you everything will be rosy is lying to you. Sometimes he said, watch the blameless man. The end of that man, not the middle, is peace. The end. I pray that by the time what you're going through ends, only you and God will be standing. In the name of Jesus. In John chapter 4, verse 4, John chapter 4, verse 4, Jesus said, I must pass through Samaria. I must. Give me KJV. I love KJV, John 4, verse 4. He must needs go through Samaria. Maybe you don't know. Let me tell you. Samaria was a longer route. That was why Jewish people didn't pass through that place. There was an easier place to pass. I must. Not I may. There are things you must do. But most people in the 21st century are looking for a shortcut. And they will share a testimony. You are just like Abraham. When he was dedicating Ishmael, he knew on his inside that this is not God's promise. But he was dancing. People were congratulating him. Just like you know. Somebody told me on my wedding day, recently, I knew I was making a mistake. I knew. But I already called people. You will know because God is faithful. He said, even if you are faithless, God can deny himself. Jesus said, on this occasion, I must pass the longer route. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. You will do God's will. If you follow their recipe, your cake will look like theirs. There are a lot of things. They'll tell you, wake up. What is wrong with you? I'm your father. I'm your this. You must know when to say, you know what? I'm not doing this. You must know. Bible says obey your parents in the Lord. When they're outside the Lord, you don't obey them. I remember I used to stay under the room of somebody close to me and stretch forth my hands to pray. Lord, touch this man. I can't say no to him. So touch him now. So that he will know what to do. I remember this person I'm talking about gave me money to do something outside ministry, outside what God has told me. And I said, God, touch him. As I held the number of the door, he called me back and said, the way you are behaving, you don't want to do that. Then that was when I explained to him. And he accepted. So it's not everything you just do. Because they told you to bring seven names of boys. A prophet will tell you the husband you marry. When you are about to spend life with that man, the prophet is dead. You went to school, the prophet didn't go to school. His house, you are bending down to enter his house. And you want to follow what he's saying with your life. Pray for you. Your life will not be complicated. In the name of Jesus. And now so three people say, God wants to train you. It's possible you're watching me on TV, you just busted into this channel. God wants to train you. In Philippians 2 and verse 5, the Bible says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. What's the mind? Training, discipline, process, preparation. How did Mary know that he could turn water to wine? He's been doing that at home. He had the power, but he said, my time has not come. He knew the time that he was supposed to do what he was supposed to do. In Ephesians 4:20, quickly, Ephesians 4:20. Are you alive today? But you have not so learned Christ. So we learn Christ. I said we learn Christ. How to walk in the anointing, how to be disciplined, how not to borrow money. Some people will borrow money when they know they can't pay it. They buy things they don't need to impress those they don't like. They have that stronghold as an unbeliever. And now as a Christian, they still do it. They are going pia. They are the ones that go out before the service because they don't want people to see them. They don't wait for grace. They are always rushing. Rushing where? It couldn't be that you are rushing to your car. You are dodging something. And if you walk up to me, I can pay for you. So that you'll be released from that bondage. Amen. Amen. Any aspect the enemy is winning in your life, you'll be set free. Amen. I say you'll be set free. Amen. In John 10 and verse 5, quickly guys, I've got five more minutes and we're going to pray. Jesus spoke. I wish I could read to you from verse 1, but we don't have the time. Yet, they will by no means follow a stranger. But we flee from him. So it's not just that I'm not doing what the devil. I will flee from him. For they do not know the voice of the stranger. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. The voice of the stranger you will never follow. Your times are in God's hands. I say the voice of the stranger you never follow. You will not mess up your life. You will not muddy the water. I say you will not muddy the water. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A lot of people submit to God on their terms. Please allow me to quickly give you one more scripture before I pray. In Matthew 3, I want to read from verse 13. I may not be able to read everything to 17. Jesus, the Father, the heaven opened. And Jesus, the Father said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. What did he do? He went to John the Baptist. Baptizo was used by those who did die. You could be white. When they dug in to die, your personality changes. You go down. So when Jesus approached to be baptized in Jordan, John said, ah, no. You are missing. I should be the one that should tell you is a humbling process in the spirit. I should be the one that should be in the water and you're baptized. Jesus said, let it be so for now. For now. There are a lot of you that are greater than your neighbor. But God routed you that you submit. Moses was his ministry, everything about his past, his future was bigger than Jethro. But it is working for Jethro. Go and ask any Jewish person. The most despicable thing was to work for your father-in-law. For 40 years, he was rearing animals. Few sheep in the wilderness, dryness. Can you compare where Moses was with his background? That was where God called him. God didn't call him when he was lounging. He should have said, ah, no, I know if you do this. Do you know where I'm coming from? No, do you know? No, this cannot be God. No. It was when he was walking. In fact, God made sure he was a fugitive. That was when he learned how to be a priest. The person he learned from, he was bigger. Can you see the tone of Jethro when he was advising Moses not to counsel from morning to night? Say, ask God. God will tell you, just kill yourself. It's possible you don't know about pastoring like I know. My ministry is not as big as yours, but I know a few things. God said, Jesus, I'm pleased with you that you could leave the ivory towers of heaven and submit to John the Baptist. You created him, but you allowed him to baptize you. I will open heaven and I will say, this is my beloved son. Some of you are full of pride. Some of you are on a high horse. That's why you are brilliant and your results are little. Bishop Oyedepo said, God has no problem to keep doing things. If somebody is not touching his glory, that statement can never leave me. So we can look good, we can pose anyway, but when we come to God, we humble ourselves. I pray for you in the name of Jesus that you will submit to the yoke of discipline heavy in life. You can sit down there and be looking at me and say, come on, does this man know what I carry? I know what you carry. I have an idea. Because God has not sent me to smallness. For you to be in front of me, you are great. And you are going somewhere. Do you know sitting in front of me or standing in front of me right now, watching me right now, are future presidents, future ministers, conglomerate CEOs or blue chip companies? That's why I've taken this meeting seriously. But God do not use you the way you are behaving. You have to submit to the yoke of discipline. And your life will remain the same. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands. First of all, give thanks. Don't keep quiet. Thank him for what you've heard. We have 2 minutes to pray this prayer. Lift your hands if you can and give him praise. That's the way we give thanks in the New Testament. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. In John 3:30, they asked John the Baptist, they said, this man that you introduced as Jonah, as the Christ, is baptizing more than you now. His ministry is growing. He said, he must increase. But I must, not me. Not something I may. No. God already told me I'm accepting the yoke of discipline. You're going to pray. Say, Lord, let my personality decrease. Let Christ increase in my life. If you pray that prayer, you will see results. In my ministry, in my life, in everything I do, I must decrease. It must increase. Are you praying or mumbling? At home, are you praying? Karabababa. Kasetere bobo. Pray sincerely. If you pray that prayer, your relationship with God will move to another level. I must decrease. He must increase. Some of us, we don't talk to people except they're from our tribe. I must decrease. He must increase. Some of us are too full of ourselves because we are brilliant. I must decrease. He must increase. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. You are going to declare, Holy Ghost, can you make it louder? Overshadow my life. Pray that prayer. Overshadow my life. Overshadow my life. Holy Spirit, overshadow my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Isaiah 59 verse 8. Hallelujah. The way of peace they have not known. And there is no justice in their ways. They have made themselves crooked paths. I didn't make it for them. They did. Whoever takes the way shall not know peace. They're going to say, Lord, I will follow your way for my life. In the name of Jesus, pray that prayer. And as you are praying, God is giving you instructions. Lord, I will follow your way for my life. In my ministry, in my career, in my marriage, I will follow your way. I will not devise a crooked way. I will follow your way for my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. From today, it will not be about you. If it is true that the Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and every other thing shall be added. I pray in the name of Jesus, it should not be about you. May his will be done in your life. Any aspect of your life that the enemy is robbing you, in the name of Jesus, robbing you of your joy, robbing you of your peace, I seal it today in the name of Jesus. You will not suffer. Peace will come to you. Even right now, I release peace unto you. In the name of Jesus, God will elevate you to where you belong. In the name of Jesus, you will hear his voice. You will know what to do. In the name of Jesus, self-pride will not stop God in your life. I say self-pride will not stop God in your life. Your promotion in the name of Jesus will not bring storm into your life. Everything God is doing will not bring storm into your life. You will know how to handle your next level. I decree over you, your next level will fit you. In the name of Jesus, every yoke of evil company, I command, be broken right now. In the name of Jesus, anybody hiding anywhere, any enemy becoming, pretending to be a friend, I break you from them in the name of Jesus. His will be established in your life. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands and give him praise. Thanksgiving is powerful.